Good morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'm one of the analysts here with Dorsey Wright. Welcome to today's morning brief update video from Friday, January 27th, 2023. It was a positive day for a lot of the names we look at, so we'll jump right into a technical indicator development, starting with the percent positive trend for the S&P 500 PTSBX, so measuring the percentage of stocks within the S&P 500 in positive trends in their default charts. With yesterday's action advanced further in our column of X's to a reading of 68, further upside participation would be significant, see a reading of 70. I haven't seen 70 since we fell through it back in January, and while we don't typically think of levels of resistance and support for these technical indicators, certainly seeing chart levels we haven't seen for a longer term indicator like percent positive trend for the S&P 500 would be significant. So keep an eye on 70 for PTSBX. Speaking of SBX here, taking a look at the default chart for the S&P 500, with yesterday's action reversed back up into a column of X's, posting a fourth consecutive buy signal there at 4,040 before ultimately rising as high as 4,060 for the day. We'll notice here that we do rally up towards some pretty significant resistance at 4,100 that dates back to December highs as well as September highs from 2022. So while this move is encouraging, we're ultimately going to have our eyes set on 4120 there to be as further confirmation of this kind of encouraging move off of these higher lows that is for the S&P 500. Support's offered there at 3960, but probably more notably at 3900, the current location of the bullish support line. Moving over into the NASDAQ Composite NASD, similar story here, reversed back up into X's with yesterday's action, printing a third consecutive buy signal at 11,500. But we do rally up to significant resistance dating back to December of 2022. So we'll keep our eyes set on 11,600. If we move past there, the next level of resistance isn't found until above the top of the trading band at 12,200. So significant kind of crossroads here for the NASDAQ composite. Support's offered there at 11,100 and 10,900. Moving over into the Russell 2000 RUT, so taking a look at some small cap participation reversed back up with yesterday's action as well, printing that third consecutive buy signal. But as I've mentioned here, a similar story to the rest of the indices, rallying up to some pretty significant resistance off seen at 1900 there. So that's just dating essentially back three times we failed to break past it, dating back to the latter portion of 2022. Support is offered at 1860 and then more notably at 1830, still sitting pretty decisively in a positive trend. So that's the index coverage for today as we do wrap up the month of January. I want to take a look at the sector performance, see where we stand. We mentioned the January effect, so the tendency for stocks to rise in the month of January on the back of tax harvesting in December. Laggards XLC and XLY, two worst performers for the Spider Fund throughout 2022, best performers through the first month of January. So it's been a laggard month, which it typically is for the month of January. XLC conversationally posting its best opening January since before fund inception, dating all the way back to January of 2000. But will that continue? And yesterday's Were You Aware, we took a look at the best performing fund for the month of January and then tracked its performance through the rest of the year. So January best performer that fund's yearly returns from February to December 31st of that same year. And we found in over 70% or just under 70% of cases, that is, we saw that fund, that January best performer, kind of lose strength as we head into the last portion of the year here, underperforming just regular SPY in just under 70% of cases. So certainly prudent here to take a look at those laggard bounces, see if there's anything that you can do to lock in your gains off the bottom for some of the names within those sectors. One of the names that is reporting earnings and also is in XLC is Alphabet Class A, GOGGL. It's a 3-for-5er, but does rank towards the bottom of that internet sector matrix. Recently did move back into a positive trend, but we've seen it kind of move back and forth, ultimately, you know, just a down and to the right looking chart here for Google. But with that said, we do currently sit on a buy signal at current levels in a positive trend, but we do have earnings coming up on Monday. So some pretty notable levels here. 94 is our level of resistance for, excuse me, support for Google. And then levels seen, kind of 100, low 100s will be a significant level of resistance for Google on the back of positive earnings you can keep your eye out on. But with that said, that'll wrap up what I've got for today. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.